AM 1450, FM 103.3, KNSI. NetVPro is your IT easy button. Here's a phone number, 888-902-3250. I know that's quick. You probably did not get it, but don't worry, because we're going to give you this contact information again. Keith Swingle is the Vice President of Business Development. Paul Barrett is the founder of NetVPro, also known as the Nerds Upstairs. Guys, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
To see you again.
Tell me about when people call, why do people call NetVPro? What is it that you do for people?
Well, we pull them back from the ledge, like Keith said in an earlier show. Recently, I had a customer call. They had a hard drive failure on their server. So we quickly got it. One of our technicians dispatched out there to repair their system.
But that just sounds like everyday run-of-the-mill kind of stuff. You do that.
Yeah.
Everyday run-of-the-mill kind of stuff, right? Preventive maintenance. If you know that a hard drive has X amount of hours, you'll get there before it fails. You can. Or you can get there after it fails and take care of it that way.
Correct.
How can we prevent those things from happening? When, you know, because we talked about being proactive, prevention, right? Is there regular preventive maintenance that people should do on their computers the same way they do on their automobiles?
Bob, that's a great question. One of the things we run into is people tend to, you know, the technology can be a big purchase, right? So they make the purchase, then they tend to think that they can set it and forget it.
Right.
We need to understand that when you think about technology, it's almost like when you buy a car. It's a machine. It operates. It needs maintenance. You wouldn't buy a new car without changing oil and tires and brakes, would you?
Right. You get the manual that says do this, preventive maintenance.
Correct.
It's regularly scheduled maintenance.
Correct. And if you don't do that maintenance, you shouldn't be shocked if you're replacing an engine, you're replacing a transmission, you're paying big dollar items. Technology is the same way. You need to maintain it. You need to have a plan as a go forward to make sure that that is in proper running condition. If you do that maintenance program on a regular schedule, you avoid the way I describe it is flying an airplane into the side of the mountain. And that's when we get the panic calls, is once the airplane hits the mountain,
right,
and people need help.
You know, you guys ran a commercial here on KNSI that Tony Abfalter, our engineer, said they've taken care of me for the next 3 years, 5 years. How can you do that? Because technology advances, new stuff tomorrow, today. I buy something that's already obsolete by the time I get home.
Correct. Technology is an ever-changing space, and one of the things that we do and part of our relationship with the business is help to develop a technology roadmap. And you know, kind of as we've talked to previously, you know, technology changes, we have new things coming up, and we need to adjust for those things, but we need to make purchases for today.
Right.
You know, instances happen today where you need to buy a switch, a router, those types of technology things. But what we want to do is we want to make those purchases relevant for what we envision tomorrow. So that's kind of part of this technology roadmap where we make purchases that matter for tomorrow's vision.
We've talked about the fact that I don't even know what I don't even know, and I have this feeling there are a lot of people riding on my bus right now. I've heard you guys talk about the importance of data backup. What is data backup and why is that so important?
What we do at NetVPro, especially for businesses, we set up a Veeam solution that backs up everything to your backup server, and from your backup server actually replicates to our data center, one of our three data centers across the country. So we have an off-site backup copy.
Why is that so important?
Well, you know, Bob, one of the things that I encounter, and this will get into why it's important, one of the things that I encounter as I'm out talking to people is the discussion around backups.
Yeah.
And I'll ask, are you doing backups? And the person invariably will say,
yeah, I'm doing backups. Yeah.
And my question will be, well, how do you know? And they'll say, well, the light.
Because I put the little thing in there.
I put the tape in the machine and the light comes on.
Yeah.
And my next question is, have you tested your backup? And then their eyes go blank.
See, and this is the whole deal. Again, it gets back to I don't even know what I don't even know. Well, somebody sold me this, and this is said it should be right.
Well, it started off that way, but you have to verify that it actually is working.
Backups are very critical to a business, and it's kind of one of those things that it doesn't matter until it matters. But when it matters, it really matters.
Okay, how do I lose my data? Does somebody come in and steal it? Is it operational failure? Yes. What?
Yes, it could be any number of things. It's likely not someone coming in and stealing it, but
okay,
it could be a file gets corrupted. It could be a mechanical failure. It could be media was forgotten or rearranged in a different order. There's several things.
Guys from NetVPro, again, online at netvpro.com, your IT easy button, 888-902-3250.